at 7. I have lived in a tomb, free from the breath of all slander, beloved by all my crew. A really popular commander, but now my kindly cruel girl, my daughter to a tar is partial. Sir Joseph storms and sad to tell, he threatens a court martial. Farewell to thee I sing, bright regions of the heavens, say why is everything either at 6 or at 7. Fair moon, to thee I sing, bright regent of the
one is this. I am touched to the heart for your innocent regard for me, and were we differently situated, I feel I could have returned it, but as it is, I fear I can be no more to you than a friend.
I understand why you are rich and high, and I am poor and lonely, but take care. This bumboat woman has gypsy blood in her veins, and she can read destiny.
Destiny?
Aye. There's a change in store for you.
A change?
Be prepared. Things are seldom what they seem. In milk masquerades or cream. High or fat or patent leathers. Jack or strutting peak or feathers.
Very true, so they do.
Black sheep dwell in every fold. All that glitters is not gold. Storks turn out to be but logs. Bulls are but inflated frogs.
So they be frequently.
Drop the wind and drop the bill. Turn it in that he should thrill. Yield to the farming if you will. Yet it is a song still.
Yes, I know that is so. Though to catch your drift, I'm striving. It is shady, it is shady. I don't see at what you are driving. Mystic lady, mystic lady.
Turn conviction for me steering. That's the mystic lady's hearing. In a regular revealing.
Yes, I know.
That is so.
Though I'm anything but clever, I could talk like that forever. Once a cat was killed by care. Only brave deserve the fair.
Very true, so they do.
Wing is often good as none. Spoils the child who spares her rod. Thirsty lambs run pups in dangers. Dogs are found in many mangers.
Frequently, I agree.
Poor cat, the chestnut snatches. Worn out garments show new patches. Only count the chick that hatches. Men are grown up catty catches.
Yes, I know, that is so. Though to catch his drift, I'm striving. I'll assemble, I'll assemble. When he learns his lot, I'm driving. Let him tremble.
as utterances are, I nevertheless feel that they are dictated by a sincere regard for me. Oh, but to what new mystery can she be referring? Time alone can tell.
Captain Corcoran, I am much disappointed with your daughter. In fact, I don't think she will do.
She won't do, Sir Joseph.
I'm afraid not. The fact is, although I have urged my suit with as much eloquence as is consistent with an official offerance, I have done so hitherto without success. How do you account for this?
Oh, really, Sir Joseph, I don't know. Josephine is, of course, sensible of your condescension.
She naturally would be.
But perhaps your exalted rank damns her.
Do you think it does?
I can hardly say, but she is a sensible girl, and her social position is far below your own. It may be that she feels she's not worthy of you.
But that is really a very sensible suggestion. It displays more knowledge of human nature than I have given you credit for.
See, she comes. If your lordship would kindly reason with her and assure her officially that it is a standing rule of the Admiralty that love levels all ranks, her respect for an official utterance might induce her to look upon your offer in its proper light.
It is not unlikely. I will adopt your suggestion, but soft, she is here. Let us withdraw and watch our opportunity.